Well, as I said, the president really up against it as he meets with his cabinet, as he prepares that State of the Nation address. Lots of expectation. And the Center for Development and Enterprise, the CDE, is executive director. And Bernstein has been saying that the president's ability to lead South Africa out of the multiple crises that it faces at the moment is really, really concerning, because Ramaphosa is no longer a credible reformer. And Bernstein joining me now. And good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. The president is dealing with so many various crises at the moment, but your argument is that he is stuck.
Hi, Mandy. It's good to be on your program. I think that many of the crises the president is dealing with are of his own making. So he's not changing policy. He gives us eloquent speeches describing our problem, but he doesn't learn from experience to then change his approach. We continue with state-driven monopolies with very, very small changes to bring in market players, but they're not bold enough, they're not big enough, and they're not fast enough. We continue with cadre deployment, where essentially we're putting people in charge of complex institutions in a modern economy who are not fit for purpose. Their only purpose is loyalty to the ruling party, and not to how do I actually get this job done? Am I the best person for the job? So I think that the country is now has a government with very little credibility, with very little leadership, less capacity, and no plausible ideas on how to get out of the mess that we're in.
The result, you say, is a country in decline driven by crises that are never resolved. And it's always the same solutions. You also speak about the fact that his presidency is characterized by five really bad ideas. Talk us through some of these.
Well, the bad ideas are the belief, the never-ending belief that we can have a developmental state, that the state can lead our society and drive our economy. Now, whatever you think about that ideologically, we don't have an effective state. It's a collapsing around us, as I sit in the dark here. So the belief in a developmental state is not plausible. We've got to open up to the players and dynamics that do have capacity in South Africa, and that's not the state. Cadre deployment, I've already mentioned that. This is a failed strategy. The Chief Justice has said that it's illegal and unconstitutional that the president clings to this policy, and the consequences are very bad. And then I think there's a real failure to appreciate the power of markets and firms and entrepreneurs. We get the words, but I don't think the ruling party, the ANC, really understands the enormous power that market dynamics could give South Africa to empower poorer people in our society. So we get statements about how we need investment, but at the same time we introduce policies that restrict investment, that restrict entrepreneurs and new firms. We have a commitment to state monopoly companies to provide critical goods, but even if they fail and they drive up costs and they prevent growth and jobs, is there any real commitment to breaking these monopolies and really going for market-oriented solutions, competitive solutions? So I think those are some of the bad ideas, and we cling to these, and that leads to very bad policies.
And thank you so much for unpacking all of that for us. And Bernstein is the executive director of the Center for Development and Enterprise. Interesting analysis from her, saying that the president is no longer the reformer that we thought that he was at first, and that we are a country in decline driven by crises that are never resolved, but to which the same solutions are endlessly applied. What do you think about that?